This weekend, Bendigo Food Share has launched an exciting fundraiser, a great initiative, and it's called Bendigo's Biggest Takeaway. So to tell us more about it, Bridget Bentley is with us from Bendigo Food Share. Bridget, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So tell us how Bendigo's Biggest Takeaway actually works.
What we have done is asked our local hospitality businesses, cafes, pubs, restaurants, coffee vans, fish and chip shops, to register with us to participate in the program. And we've got 40 local venues, which is amazing. Now we're asking the community to support them, which we all know they need lots of support at the moment, by going in and buying some food, a coffee, whatever they'd like, and make a donation to Bendigo Food Share.
Wow. Isn't it great that the local businesses, although they've been doing it very tough themselves, get behind initiatives like this? It's such a simple one, but it can help, because I know, talking to Kathy Steele earlier in the week from Bendigo Food Share, your requirements are up like about 40%, people needing more help.
Yeah. Yes, and we can only see that increasing, unfortunately, with the easing of government support.
Now, the government, though, I believe, was it yesterday, said that there was going to be some money coming to organisations such as yours. Is that much of a help? Have you had a look at that?
Yeah, we're still getting the information, but we are really, really excited at the opportunity that the government's putting forward for the whole of Victoria to increase and improve access of food relief to people that need it. So that's really, really exciting, and just shows how quickly things are changing.
So what about the amount of people that are coming out to help you with the volunteers? Obviously, you need plenty of them as things are becoming busier and busier. Are Bendigonians and Central Victorians in general getting behind organisations like you guys? Are you struggling for volunteers, or do you have plenty?
We couldn't have done what we've done over the pandemic without the support of the community. They have kept us going in all sorts of ways, from food donations to financial donations, and of course the support of all of our wonderful volunteers. So I don't know whether you remember, but back in March we put a call out for volunteers, and we got over 200.
Wow.
Which is just incredible. And through that time, we've had new volunteers join. We're always on the lookout for extra support, but we've had great support from the community. We're really lucky.
Yeah. Just getting back to the biggest takeaway over the weekend, there's a double hit with this, isn't there, which is fantastic, that it's still supporting local business as well as helping you guys. So the local businesses, what's the feedback from them? I know it's only been really this week that we've had things sort of loosened up a little bit, but what's the feedback from them to you?
Oh, they're overwhelmingly positive. What they're going through at the moment boggles my mind, let alone I'm sure theirs. Yet they have been really positive about our campaign, and those that have been able to join up think it's a great, fun, positive initiative for them, for us, and also for the community. Bendigo is a great community, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. So just to recap, you go into your local businesses, will there be like a collection tin there? How are the donations made?
Yeah, as we know, every small business hospitality business operate very differently. So what we're asking is for people to jump onto the Bendigo Food Share website and have a look at the participating businesses. There's a link there that shows people how they can go about ordering their food, whether that's over the phone, an online system, in-store. Places have tins as well to take cash. So we have suggested a $5 donation to Bendigo Food Share on a meal order, and $1 on a coffee, but that's entirely up to the customer, of course. We're happy to take donations of all kinds.
Yeah, smaller and very much larger
smaller
as well.
Smaller and bigger, that's right. Yeah. And of course, there's also the option if people are heading away for the weekend or doing an online order and are struggling to figure out how to donate, there's always the Bendigo Food Share donation button on our website too.
Terrific. And of course, if you are going away camping or whatever, you can certainly buy some food and take it with you, as opposed to maybe a burnt snag on a barbie somewhere, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Take the coffee to go.
Yes, absolutely. Very much so. Hey, listen, Bridget, fantastic idea. I wish you every success with it, and thanks very much for talking to us about it this morning.
Once again, thanks for having me. It's really great to have your support.
No, the least we can do. It's 24 past seven. It's Bridget Bentley from Bendigo Food Share. And if you can support that over the weekend, it's a great initiative, that's for sure.